I think it's safe to say it is certainly not your father's Democratic Party. This is not the party of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It's not even the party of Bill Clinton. When you look at it today, the Democrat Party taking so many radical left positions, positions like abortion on demand at any time during pregnancy up to delivery. The idea that 16-year-olds should vote. The idea that the Electoral College should be destroyed. The idea that if you die, the federal government should be able to gobble up your estate in taxes called the death tax. I mean, you can go down the list, the Green New Deal, open borders. And at some point, our next guest just said, you know what, I can't take this anymore. This is not who I am. This is a bunch of people that oftentimes seem to hate America and want to blame America and want to be victims. Brandon Straka here, founder of the hashtag Walkaway campaign. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here. So tell me, it's been about a year now since we got started on the Walkaway campaign, and you've had all sorts of people walk away. Even Mayor Pete of South Bend, his mother-in-law, is it sister-in-law, mother, they've walked away. You've got Hollywood actors that are walking away, all sorts of people that have joined your movement. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, it's true. So we're about 1 year into the Walkaway campaign since I ended up walking away from the Democratic Party. I created a 6-minute video telling all the reasons why I was leaving the left, walking away from liberalism, walking away from the Democratic Party. And since then, well, it began as a social media campaign encouraging people to make their testimonials and tell their stories about why they're walking away. It really exploded, and we have hundreds of thousands of people in the campaign now who have walked away. We have thousands of testimonials written and video testimonials of people telling their stories. And you're absolutely right. We're now starting to see people in the world of entertainment. We're starting to see people, connected very, very intimately in the world of politics. It was actually Pete Buttigieg's brother-in-law and his sister-in-law who joined my campaign and gave a very detailed testimonial as to why they cannot support.
Well, that's going to be difficult. If Mayor Pete can't win a vote at the Thanksgiving Day table, he's going to have trouble winning in America, don't you think? I mean, if he can't win during the holidays, how's he going to win in the general election?
Right. Well, I actually called the gentleman on the phone. His name is Ryan Glesman. He is Pete Buttigieg's brother-in-law. So his brother is Pete Buttigieg's partner. And, excuse me. So I called him on the phone to talk to him a little bit about why he decided to join the campaign and the purpose of his testimonial. And, you know, I just said, listen, I want to know for my own purposes, does this have anything to do with their sexual orientation? And he said, absolutely not. This has nothing to do with them being gay whatsoever. This is literally about policy and it's about maturity. And he said, you know, Pete and my brother, unfortunately, from a policy standpoint, from a maturity standpoint, really have no business getting close to the office of president. And they feel strongly that they should be speaking out about it.
Well, Brandon, let me ask you this, because there are certain items that have come up on the campaign trail this year, and not the least of which is this idea that it's okay to abort a baby up to the point of delivery at 30 weeks, 35 weeks, 40 weeks gestation. And I can tell you from folks that I've talked to, Democrats and liberals and traditional Democrat voters, who say if the presidential candidate for the Democrat Party supports that, they won't get my vote. And I'm talking about, you know, blocks of Catholics. Of course, you've got Jewish voters that are also very turned off by the whole tenor of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the inability of Nancy Pelosi to get a legitimate rebuke of those people when they're repeating and regurgitating anti-Semitic tropes. So you've got some real structural problems with what would normally be traditional Democrat voters. So you must be doing well. How many people do you think have come across the street to hashtag walk away?
It's kind of hard to speculate in terms of numbers. I can tell you that in the campaign itself, we started as a Facebook group, which has well over 200,000 people in it now. And across all social media platforms, we have well over 400,000 people. And as I said earlier, you know, we have tens of thousands really of testimonials, both written and video testimonials. But you're absolutely right. I mean, as certain social issues come to the forefront or the spotlight, it triggers different people to want to walk away for different reasons. It was actually the Brett Kavanaugh hearings that I think gave us our biggest second wind that we had in the campaign, because so many people, when the Democrats were attacking Brett Kavanaugh during the time of his confirmation, felt that that many lines had been crossed for them.
And
what was so interesting about that, right? And what was so interesting about that were many of these people were people who were in their 50s or 60s or 70s or older. People who had been supporting the Democrats, some of them for 50 years, 60 years. There was one woman who was in her, I think, her 80s or her 90s. I mean, she was very, very old. And she said that she had been volunteering for the Democratic Party since she was 13. But she said, this is not the party that I remember. I don't recognize this Democratic Party, and I'm out.
Well, and I don't think that they have the, I don't think the Democrats have the juice they had in 2016, because you're looking at an economy with 3.6% unemployment. You're looking at an economy with 3.2% GDP growth. You're looking at a place where we have more jobs available than anything else. And so the Democrats, in large part, have been relying on the idea that this anger against Donald Trump would carry them to victory in 2020, no matter who they ran for president. But the fact of the matter is, when I look at Joe Biden, for example, the front runner, there is a massive enthusiasm gap. There's an enthusiasm gap there. People are like, you know, he's okay. You know, I mean, I guess he's my friend. That's what I get. Yeah, you know, maybe. Eh. That's not going to carry you to victory. You know, when people lined up for Donald Trump, they lined up for Donald Trump. When they lined up for Barack Obama, they lined up for Barack Obama to vote. I'm not seeing any candidate, not one candidate in the Democratic field that inspires that kind of energy, that kind of support, Brandon. So tell me what you think of that, and I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, hatred of Donald Trump is not going to carry the win for the Democrats. It simply is not. And I don't think that they're understanding that. I don't think that they've understood much of anything that has happened over the past 2.5 years. The liberal media, I think, thought that they had complete control over the American people. Election Day of 2016 proved otherwise. I think that was incredibly shocking to them. I think that their nonstop attacks on Donald Trump are both an effort to try to understand within their own minds how it was that he was elected in the first place and to try to get him out of office. But it's also a show of complete hatred and contempt for the American
sure
people.
It is.
They don't understand them. They don't understand them. And I don't think that there's any candidate right now who understands them either or understands why Donald Trump was elected. So I don't think that there's anybody right now running for Democrat who stands a chance.
Brandon, I think you nailed it there. Brandon Straka, the founder of the hashtag walkaway movement. You can find it all over hashtag walkaway. Go ahead and put it out there. Brandon, greatly appreciate you being here today, and I'm sure we'll talk again
soon.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. And there it is. There is not a Democrat out there right now that inspires that kind of enthusiasm, that support, that fire in your belly to go vote. And that is the problem for the Democratic field, 106 or however many people are running for president on the Democrat side. That's the challenge that they face right now. And it's, well, and maybe Bill de Blasio is the answer, right? Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana, joined the race yesterday, basically fell down trying to figure out something of importance he had done before he became a candidate. At any rate, quick break. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account